Fifi, Feb, and Nick.
It wouldn't be fair to compare Fifi, Feb, and Nick, but compare builders and you'll find the answer is Fairhaven Homes. The fair choice. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au.
1019. This is the Fox.
One man.
Feb, you little beauty.
One world record. One massive mark.
Can't be that hard.
Do you want to have a crack?
From the top of Melbourne.
This is in my wheelhouse.
Okay.
It's Fev's massive mark.
He's got it!
Brendan Allen Favola is attempting to break a world record. He is going to stand beneath a helicopter that is going to drop a ball, a football, 198 metres. If he marks that he's in the Guinness Book of World Records, he's going to knock out Tom Brady's right-hand man, Rob Gronkowski, who caught it up at 182 metres.
Into context for the people that are listening in the cars, that's higher than the Rialto?
Oh,
easy? Is that higher than the Rialto? I think it is.
I believe so.
Yeah. A couple of times, maybe. It's a long way.
Well, we spoke to Dr. Carl Kruzlinski yesterday, and Dr. Carl said he will be surprised if you don't break a finger. It's going at a velocity. Well, in actual fact, let's talk to the woman who is making
number
all this
producer.
Possible. Leon, Renee, and Darcy are all doing a wonderful job, but Darcy is in the studio because there is so much that's going into this, Darce, isn't there? Because it's all weather permitting. There are so many T's and C's to actually get an official world record.
She's so nervous.
Darce.
There's a lot happening behind the scenes. And I have been up all night.
Yes. Now, Darce,
your drinking has got nothing to do with this competition, all right?
This
is a contest between Fev and Gronk.
You have a great stat for us, though, because we wanted to know how fast the ball was going. You now can tell us how fast the ball will be going when Fev catches it.
Yep. So when we were out at the helicopter group yesterday, the pilot's been working it out, and he said the speed of it is roughly the same as the average speed of a ball at the Australian Open, the serve.
Oh, yeah. So what? That'd be 190.
It's 180 kilometres per hour.
Whoa! I was thinking 100.
They have 180 kilometres that ball will land in your arms if you mark it.
That's quick.
Now, what else? Talk us through all the conditions, because there's so much. We were hoping to do it today. It might not happen today. We've got CASA, the Civil Aviation Authority, involved.
So we had on Friday, everything had been cleared to go through. So we thought it was going to happen on Monday or Tuesday. But then CASA had cleared for the ball to be dropped out of the helicopter at that height.
Well, that's a good sign.
But they didn't realise that the danger of you being underneath and catching the ball. So now that they've put more work into it, they need a couple more safety permits to be approved.
Do I have to sign my life away again?
Did CASA just think we were dropping a ball into a field or something?
Well, I think what's happened is they've heard the segment and they've realised how serious it is.
Can we just do it without them knowing?
Well, no, because it's very illegal.
Private property,
I think
isn't
they
it?
Heard you sign the death waiver, and maybe that's just got them a little concerned.
Even if they say no, we'll just do it. What can they say?
No. We must. We've got to do all the right. Go through the right channels.
Oh, boxy.
We
it's
do.
Not Tinto.
But yesterday we were at the helicopter group, and they have ensured that it will definitely happen before Friday. So they said, "Do not worry, it's going to happen. It's just that there's a lot of paperwork."
Is there someone from CASA we can call to try and get speeded up? Because Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is going to be wet and rain.
Is that right?
Well, helicopters shouldn't be going up in that sort of weather.
What's the forecast tomorrow, Josiah?
Yeah, just having a look. 15, a little rain forecast. 80% chance tomorrow. Thursday, 16, some showers. Friday, showers, 14.
Yeah, so the weather's not looking good. Today is the day. And tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
Well, it could be done this afternoon, but again, because we're trying to break a record, we need a team of surveyors there to make sure the height's correct.
Make a few phone calls.
Which we can do. We've also got a referee, a Gridiron Australia referee, that's had to come down.
Beautiful.
There's so many people involved. And then whether you want to come back this afternoon around 2:30, that's another issue.
That's cod time.
You'll be
in a helicopter, but a different one.
I think we'll do it tomorrow.
Okay, well, there we go.
If CASA ticks it off today, we'll do it tomorrow. I've got to go into training. I had my pasta last night and everything. I literally had pasta in prep because every time you play footy, you have pasta. Yeah. I'm a pasta, ready to go. Didn't have any drink because I wasn't allowed to drink. So there's a night off it. That's not good.
Another night off it won't
hurt. Hey, whoa, Alex.
And
pasta and soda water.
I don't think a little rain, a little sprinkle of rain will stop you.
Do you know, boxy. If it rains, I've got to lift my head up in that big bonce of a thing I've got to put on my head, and the rain coming in, I won't be able to see.
You're used to rain.
Degrees of difficulty. Come on. Come on, Coleman medalist.
Makes it more impressive.
Rain get you down. Dual Coleman medalist.
1019. The Fox.
16, mostly sunny. I tell you what, looking at the forecast today is the best day to do your washing, Melbourne. It's 10 minutes to 8.
Yes, it is. Sorry, Josiah.
It's the only day with a bit of sun in it.
Thanks, Mum. Sorry, Josiah. Sorry.
Hey, great Thanks, news Nana. For Olympian Usain Bolt. He's welcome two twins into the world. That's great news for the former sprinter. He's only 34. It's hard to remember that because he's been famous for so long.
Yeah. And fastest man in the world.
Fastest ever. Man in the world. Is that right? Ever?
Yep. No one's faster.
Carl Lewis?
No. No one's faster. He's the fastest man in the world.
How did he get that?
He broke the world record.
Ran faster than the
anyone else that's ever ran before. Like no one ever.
I just always think it's sus though.
Mate, he did it a lot of times.
Okay, so like, he's definitely.
I think he's got one, two, three, and four.
Like, now we're still stuck on explaining to Fee what fastest man is.
Yeah.
I know, but don't you? I just always wait for a, I don't know. I used to believe Lance Armstrong was the fastest cyclist in the world. And
but he was. But they all cheat.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, but they're all on it, and he was the fastest.
You think they're all on it? Do you think the runners are on it?
No, the runners aren't, but the Tour de France...
They were all on it.
Because he lost all his titles, so they went back 7 years, and they reckon from 1 to 10, everyone had tested positive previously, so they couldn't award anyone they just give it to the second person. There was no one to give it to.
There was 1 year it went all the way back to 24.
20-something, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But everyone was on it.
just cheating.
Yeah, but that's what I think with cycling. If you're going to cheat, let them all cheat. And if you're the best at the best, then you're the best at
you
anyway.
You've just got better drugs.
Unlucky.
I'm doing the opposite of the Tour de France today. I'm only riding 8K, but I've had a schnitzel roll. I've got to push myself hard.
Now, back to Usain. So he's had two beautiful children. Yeah, well done to him. Newborn twins, Thunder and Saint Leo.
St. Leo is a place in Trinidad, I think, or Jamaica.
Yeah, would be. And they've also got a daughter, so their little daughter, Olympia Lightning. Oh, this is great. I didn't know about Lightning.
Yeah, yeah.
So I saw this news story yesterday and went, okay, Thunder, that's different. Mm. But I hadn't actually put it with his surname. So his child is called Thunderbolt.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know all those kids were made in under the world record time?
Lightning Bolt and Thunderbolt. It's funny. Like, I can't tell whether he's just, a practical joker.
Yeah, what I said?
Yeah, I did hear it. I moved on.
Let's go back.
No, I'm not going back.
Come back.
I'm not going back.
Yeah, Thunderbolt, good
name. But is that funny? Like, are they going to go, Dad, come on, mate.
You know where he got it from? Thunderbolts are lightning, very, very frightening. Is that the right words?
Yeah.
I don't know. We've got more on this or we're done?
No, it's a stitch-up name, surely. 131060, if anybody out there knows of someone, or maybe you think that your name... You've been stitched up. Well, maybe your parents didn't think it through, because Amy Schumer...
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say.
We all thought...
Gonorrhea.
That what are you talking about?
That kid that named their kid...
No, Gene. Oh. She called him... His middle name was named after her comedian friend.
Yeah, Dave Attell.
So his name's her son's name is Gene.
Genitalia.
His middle name was Attell.
Yeah, that's right.
So Gene Attell.
I was way
Gene
off.
Attell. You were. Your gonorrhea has nothing to do with it.
Way off.
But she quickly changed it because we all went, oh, this is a stitch up. But no, she hadn't thought it through.
No.
And remember, I had a list of names for Trixie and for Daisy, and one of the names I still love is Ginger. I just love Ginger. But Ginger Box wouldn't have necessarily been a great move for
poor daughters. I know a guy called Richard Dick.
Pardon?
No.
No, they're Google it.
You know him.
So what's short for Richard?
Dick?
Yeah.
Dick.
So it's Dick Dick.
Okay.
Seriously.
Oh, God, I wish we went back to explaining what the fastest man on earth was when this break made sense.
So his son, Thunderbolt.
Oh.
Thunderbolt. It's
fun.
I think it's fun.
Thunder.
Look, if you can't have fun, what's the point?
You can have fun. Just don't burden a human with it forever.
But I reckon because being Jamaican, they got swag. They'll own that. Like, that'll be cool. That'll be Thunder. So cool. What's your name?
What's your nickname, though? Thunny. Hey,
what's your nickname? Bolt.
Bolty.
Bolt. TB.
TB.
TB's not a great nickname.
No, that's not good
tuberculosis.
Either.
Tuberculosis, Oh, God. That's what TV is.
Bring it down, mate.
Josh in Taylor's Lake. Hey, Josh.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Yeah, great. Josh, now this is one of your mates has been burdened with a name.
Yeah. So his first name's Callum and his second name is Murray. Trev, I'll let you do that one.
Oh. Calamari.
Calamari. Oh, that's great.
Oh, no.
And I'm guessing they didn't put two and two together, Calamari. His parents?
No, not for a long time they didn't, until we were in primary school and we used to bash him for it.
Yeah, about, I mean, it's a nice course. Name, Callum Murray.
Callum Murray is a beautiful name. When you go to the fish and chip shop and they go, you order all your food, have a souvlaki, I'll have some dim sim, some large chips. What's your name? Callum Murray. And some calamari? No, Callum Murray.
Callum
no,
Murray.
No, I don't want, my name's Callum Murray.
That's great. Thanks, Josh. Jessica, Jess in Mitcham. Jess,
hello.
Is this your name?
Well, very similarly, my name is Jessie Calamari and no middle name.
Oh, Jessica Lamari. So Jessica Lamari.
Oh, Calamari.
What are the chances of two people calling in with the same issue? Calamari.
Got a real fisherman's basket of callers here.
Seafood basket.
Yeah. Guys, this could be in our segment. Is it amazing? Yeah, I think we've just asked about names that were unfortunately, I guess, put together. And we've had two callers. Both their names have become Calamari.
Yes,
yep. It's amazing.
I reckon there was a few rude ones that didn't get through.
Really? Why? Yeah. Leon, is that right?
There was a couple that didn't make
that I really Richard got. Brain. I was really up and about with a few of the Richards that were there.
No. Not many Richards made it to air.
Do you guys know the name of the Olympic committee? The head of the Olympic committee?
No.
Play the audio bottom of six, Josiah.
Oh, one second. Here we go.
Great.
Oh, wow. Here we go.
Dick Pound was the first president of the World Anti-Doping Agency and remains a senior active member of the IOC.
What was his name, Boxy? Didn't hear it.
Do I have to play it again?
No, I'm not saying it.
Oh, I don't see.
Dick Pound was the first president.
I can't hear it.
Richard Pound.
Oh.
Is his name.
So short Dick Pound.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Nothing there.
1019, The Fox.
A bride has caused a debate online, sparked a furious debate, and now I would like to put to you both a hypothetical.
Hypotheticals, time for us to test the team. Let's ask a question and see what they say.
Okay, the bride has booked her wedding day. She has a maid of honour. It's her best friend. The date that she's booked her wedding is her maid of honour's 30th birthday. Maid of honour has cracked it. Everybody's deciding whether or not it's appropriate to book your wedding day on your friend's birthday.
No.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Why?
Because she knows it's her birthday and it's her 30th. It's a big birthday.
Is it?
Well, it's her birthday. She knows that. There's another. You can have it any time. You can have your wedding any time. You only have one birthday a year. You're lucky to get 30.
But you
birthdays are special.
Yeah, but think about that. Maybe the venue was booked out on another day. You've got seasonal issues when you're booking a wedding.
She knows. It's a power play. She knows. She knew it was her 30th.
I just think the 30th you can celebrate any day. Who cares? Right, push it back
50th,
a week.
It's your 50th, Boxy.
Thank
you're having
you.
A big party, right?
Yep, yep.
In 10, 15 years, whenever
yep,
it is.
Yep.
I'm marrying Alex for the second time.
Yes.
And I book it on your birthday. And you're part of my groomsmen. You're one of them.
Yeah. Can I be a groom's lady?
You can be a groom's
Thank
lady.
You. A groom's
Would you
person.
Be, you'd be angry. You'd be like, no, I can't have
well,
it. It's my
birthday.
Well,
you know me pretty well. Have I ever had a birthday party?
No, but it's your 50th. And all your family, like, everyone's going to know, like, it's your 50th.
Didn't
it's
have a 40th. So, didn't have a 30th. Like, I personally wouldn't mind. I'd enjoy that. Yes. I'd prefer you to take the spotlight.
I'll ask you, who Looch love. You wear party hats still. You sit in a chair and
Looch
get your
makes me, my wife makes me do yes. that. She loves birthdays. Yes. So, I personally couldn't care less.
Yeah, but if it was Looch and her best friend, you're getting married and her best friend, and they go, it's on your Looch's birthday. She'd be filthy.
No, she wouldn't. It's fine.
Anyway, good chat.
I just think
I'm
like,
wrong.
I just don't think most adults would care because it's a birthday and you're an adult.
Friends.
Wedding trumps birthday, no?
Would you be? Well, she's the maid of honour. So now I guess she's going to pull out of being the maid of honour.
Yeah, I'd pull out.
Would you pull out?
The 30th.
I'd get everyone to go to my party.
Yep.
And no one to go to her wedding.
Get out. So
you would.
You would not only, you'd pull out of being the maid of honour or the
best
man.
And I'd say, I'm having the best party. And I'd say, we're going to Saint-Tropez and I'm paying for everyone.
What was your 30th out of interest?
I was in rehab.
Happy birthday to you.
I was. They brought in a birthday cake in my hospital bed.
Was it an ice cream cake?
It was like a custard cake, and they brought it in, and they all us nuffies sang happy birthday to each other. It was not well.
Ruined.
Glad you brought that up, Boxy.
Custard cake on your birthday. I'm so sorry, Fev. I wish you were attending a wedding.
No family, full of meds.
Oh, look at you.
Well, that bit sounds fun.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Duffy, Fev said it sounds a lot like Amy Winehouse. Not wrong.
It does.
100%.
Oh, I thought it was. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, you said that first.
I did, actually.
Yes. I've said it before. I've said it heaps of times.
Yeah. Who's Duffy?
Duffy's
Hillary Duffy.
Yeah, Hillary.
No, it's not. It's Duffy's Hillary. It's certainly not Hillary Duff.
It's
no,
right. Sister, Duffy's the sister.
No, British, different nationality, different woman.
They can still be sisters.
What? One's American, the other's English.
Yeah, you can be born in a different country.
You could, but they've not got the same parents, so that makes it hard.
No, you just said. I was just making a point.
We got your feet.
Duffy was kidnapped, by the way. That's a little story about her personal life.
Her and Gaga.
No, Gaga wasn't kidnapped.
The dogs. Gaga's dogs.
Oh.
Got you again. Too slow, Fee. Kapow.
What are we talking about?
I was just going to say the song's from 2008, if it helps at all. Melbourne, your top's going to be 16 degrees. Let's move on. Mostly sunny. Help.
I am so late to the party on something, and I can't believe that I am this late. I'm about two decades late. So my eldest daughter is eight. So Trixie's eight. And I've got to say, of all the shows she watches or watched even as a baby, never ever got into the Wiggles.
Me neither.
See, it's funny, Fev. I've never been into the Wiggles. Yeah. I've missed it all. I missed the first four. I know that Emma joined and Lockie and the new guy with the deep voice,
Simon.
Yeah,
now it's Wake Up Lachlan
and Jeff.
It's not Jeff now.
But wait for it. Daisy, right into it.
Oh, really?
She's found the Wiggles. So on the iPad, she found them. She plays it because she knows how to work the iPad and she's not two yet.
Good on her.
She's really
smart.
She's technically on it.
Advanced.
But so on Sunday, we had a bit of a quiet day inside and we watched the Wiggles all day. And I
binged.
I'm right into it.
Really?
I love the Wiggles.
These aren't the real Wiggles though. They're just like replacements.
No, I think I like the replacements. Really? I'm right. I love Lockie. And I've watched, like, I tell you what, because I was just binging on the Wiggles. I watched from Lockie be young, and then I could tell
he
when
swings.
He broke. I could tell when he broke up with Emma.
Is
because,
he the red one?
No,
he's
no,
purple.
No, no.
I've never watched the Wiggles.
But Lockie went from like almost stick thin to he's blown out,
he's
shreds
fatty.
Off, and but then shreds on again. I was like, is he on HGH? Lockie is.
Well, that's confusing for the kids. If I was the owner of the Wiggles, I'd say, keep your weight, mate, because the kids would start.
No, but
the kids would start going, well, what's happened to him?
People have emotional issues related to weight.
They're Wiggles.
And he broke up with Emma. See, I could see it. I went.
But they're performers.
Too many hot
Emma's
potatoes.
Just left Lockie.
It'd be like if I was on there with dreadlocks and then I shaved them off, the kids would be like, ah! When you're contracted, they have it in their contracts.
No, they wouldn't. You can't judge people on weight or make them deal with their weight publicly. That's not right.
Talking about the Wiggles, guys.
Yeah. Sorry, let's just go back to the Wiggles. I'm loving the Wiggles. I'm right into the Wiggles. I'm wishing there was a Wiggles concert. Nick, you went to a Wiggles concert a month ago.
I went to Bendigo.
Sitting in row 85.
Yeah.
It's this new thing for me. But there is a character in there that I wasn't familiar with, and I didn't know whether this was a stitch-up. No, there's Dorothy.
Captain
Feathersword. No. Nick, you, I remember at the start of the year, you did show me a video of Zamel the Camel. Now, I was Zamel the Camel.
The Camel.
I'm going to play you some audio of Zamel the Camel, Fev.
Is this with Simon?
Yeah. So Simon, who's an operatic singer,
he's about to sing.
He's an opera singer. So he's a former opera singer. Now he's a children's entertainer. Mm-hmm. But have a listen to Zamel the Camel.
So let's all say, hi, Zamel. Twinkle, twinkle, little. Beautiful, Zamel. How I wonder what you.
I was watching it, I'm singing a hot potato, I'm getting right into it. And then Zamel, the camel, turned up, and I went, is this it? Like at some point in the writer's room, did they go, let's try to get this in for a bit of a laugh?
Yeah. I don't know what the lesson of Zamel is. Wear a helmet when you're on your pushy. I don't know. Something's happened with Zamel, but he's not right.
101.9 The Fox.
And here's something I think you'll all enjoy. We all know that things get shared on TikTok these days. And looks, a lot of it's mindless rubbish, but some of it is really funny.
Funny stuff.
Something funny that was shared yesterday was somebody over in the States, a woman, she was at her local supermarket and the automatic doors obviously are a bit squeaky. And she realised that they sounded a bit like Owen Wilson.
All right,
so
all right.
Yes, but although he is famous.
Matthew McConaughey.
That's Matthew McConaughey.
What's the other one say?
No, they play brothers in a movie, but they're very different men. Very different actors, different names, the whole lot, different parents.
Yeah.
But here's Owen Wilson is famous for saying, wow.
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 Wow. Wow.
Is that where we got Wow Wednesdays from?
It is. Wow. I think it might be.
The awful thing that we do.
That's your editorial on Oh Wow Wednesdays.
Wow.
But let's have a listen to the supermarket door, automatic door that sounds like Owen Wilson.
This door sounds like Owen Wilson when it opens. Listen. You hear that?
Well, that's a fair stretch.
No, listen again. Okay, really listen carefully. Wow. It's not bad.
Wow.
Okay, that didn't impress you. Can I give you another one?
Yeah, do it.
Great ears. Great hearing.
I can hardly hear that.
I know. Well, unfortunately, it was a bit soft. But here's another one. A garden gate that sounds like the Jurassic Park theme. Let's have a look. Listen, remember the Jurassic Park theme? Okay. Now, listen to the garden gate. That's pretty good. Okay, listen to it again. Remixed. Come on, that's funny.
That's very good.
Okay, I got one more for you. Oh, I've got to get you with this one, Fred. Wow.
Say in radio, always leave the best to last. So this has to be better than the last two, surely.
Okay.
It has to be better.
An oven door that sounds like Usher's Yeah. You know this song?
Peace up. Peace A-town. Down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you ready to hear the oven door?
Yeah. Hit me, Usher.
Yes! Finally! Yes!
It sounds exactly like it.
It's good, isn't it?
Yes, that one was good.
Okay, phew.
Well played.
Oh, man.
Do it again. Do that sound again. That was awesome.
What, the gate or the actual song?
No, not the gate. The oven. Come on, Nick.
That's good.
I reckon it was pretty similar to the gate. But for some reason, reckon the gate and the oven are pretty close.
Let's go back to the gate.
Come on.
That's good.
And that's nothing to you. The gate. Fair. Come on.
I like the oven better.
It's just Owen Wilson doors let us down.
You know what that was?
Wow.
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 Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Big day in the world of Australian politics yesterday. We now have a new deputy leader of our country, Barnaby Joyce, the big spill. He's defeated Michael McCormick. He got the numbers. And, I mean, people won't believe this, but Nick Josiah, you witnessed this in the studio yesterday. Brendan Favola told us that spill would happen, despite the fact many other people in the news were saying it won't happen.
You're right, Fiona. You've hit the nail on the head. Leon came in, our producer, and said, I said, Barnaby, you will get in today. He goes, no, they won't. PVO said on the project, what do you know? When you want to come to talk politics, project, come to the BAF, Brendan Allen Favola. He will be able to tell you what's going on. Because I've got mates in my WhatsApp group that are in Parliament. And they said they had 11 plus numbers to make the spill. And I knew that the day before. And I came in and everyone doubted me. And then boom, 3 hours later, spill. Has Barnaby in.
Has that WhatsApp group got a fun name like Foods and Nudes or?
No, doesn't.
Do you know what it's
called?
Parliament.
Politics.
Do you know what the funny thing is about your WhatsApp group? Because it's a Carlton WhatsApp group that have some Australian politicians in there. And Fev, you sometimes come on the radio and you predict things.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding. I was at the park when we were in lockdown and wondering if we were coming out. I was at the park and one of my girlfriends was there with her kids. She came up to me and said, what does Fev think about the lockdown? When are we coming out? And I said, I love him. He's my dear friend. Why
don't
do you care
me,
what
Fiona.
Fev? And she goes, he just knows everything. So it is a thing now. People rely on you for the inside word.
There's me and Hitch. And Peter Hitchener. When they want to know
Brendan
stuff.
Favola.
Yeah, mate, I get told some interesting stuff. And I bring it up, and everyone
never do. I'm right on you.
Doubt me.
No, hey. And you are across everything. You're always across stuff. I don't know how you're across literally everything.
I'm the Illuminati of Australia.
You're watching the NBL and Andre the Giant doco on SBS, seven different news sources. It's insane.
Yeah, so I was all over Barnaby. He's back in.
He is back in. Now, let's not forget, he's had quite a, a few years. Well, he's we can all remember he resigned and his personal life was an issue. That's why Turnbull brought in the bonk ban.
The bonking ban.
Because of his relationship with his former staffer. Yep. His marriage fell over, but now look at him. He's now, is he married to Vicky or are they just
together.
In a de facto relationship?
I think they've just had another baby.
Two children, that's all moved on. But do you remember before he resigned a few years ago, he did attempt to address his private life. I don't know whether this press conference went the way he'd hoped, though.
To drag private matters out into the public arena, private men. Matters remain private, so it's a private matter, and I don't think it helps me going through this salami slicing of a private life. So I'm not going to even entertain some sort of private, have a sort of a discussion about my private life in the public arena.
He was really struggling having a discussion about his private life.
He was private more.
Oh, he was rattled.
So sus.
I know you might not expect me to have this opinion, but I do. They are allowed private lives. Yeah. And as we all know, through all our families, friends, people's private lives can get messy. And I don't think we should hold politicians to some different level of.
They're telling us what to do, and they're all disasters.
Yeah, but I like that, though. Everyone's got their own disaster.
It's like when a teacher gets busted drink driving or something at your school. You're like, what? You're telling me to do homework? You just blew 0.24, crashed into a car. You're telling me what to do. Sort yourself out.
Some people have issues, though. I just got to think of people.
I'm a people person, but I wouldn't have the nerve to tell others what to do.
It's all right, mate.
Remember when he tried to tell a Hollywood star what to do? Let's just relive Pistol and Boo for a second. That was when Johnny Depp was here with his wife at the time, Amber Heard. And they got into all sorts because they snuck their dogs in. Just a quick observation, though. Look at their lives since then. Johnny's has fallen apart. He's been dragged through the courts. He lost his court case. Now Turnbull's gone and Barnaby's back. He's a deputy prime minister. He's definitely won this one.
A gentleman by the name of John Christopher Depp, 51 years old, otherwise a.k.a. Jack Sparrow. And he has decided to bring into our nation two dogs without actually getting the proper certification and the proper permits required. Basically, it looks like he snuck them in. We found out he snuck them in because we saw them taking it to a poodle groomer. If we start letting movie stars, even though they've been the sexiest man alive twice, to come into our nation, then why don't we just break the laws for everybody?
Good point. And he's come out on top, but let's not forget Johnny did have a crack at him. He was on one of the talk shows, I think it was Jimmy Kimmel, and he did refer to him as an inbred tomato.
Barnaby Joyce is the guy's name.
Barnaby Jones.
Yeah.
He looks somehow like inbred with a tomato.
Ow.
Ouch. But good on Barnaby. Don't condone what he did, but obviously he's moved on. He wasn't happy. He's had a couple of kids, but he resonates really well with the people at the top of Queensland. He does some good stuff for the farmers and stuff, so well done.
Yeah.
Good luck to him.
There we go. Well said, political correspondent BAF, Brendan Allen for Vola.
1019, The Fox.
Tokyo Olympics still going ahead. We were speculating, is that going to go? Namaste.
Isn't it Japanese?
I think that might be Indian.
Oh, really?
Arigato?
Arigato.
There we go.
Cody Simpson's not in, so I don't care.
Cody didn't make it, but the Olympics is gearing up. Lots of controversy, though, in our Australian swim team. There's stuff going on, isn't there, locally?
A little bit going on. Boxing.
But the organisers, they're getting ready with all their souvenirs. They're getting all their merch ready because, obviously, it's a good for a nation that's hosting the Olympics. There's cash to be made. The one thing that they've gone ahead with, which always happens at the Olympics, and it always garners attention because it's a little bit salacious, but they have got 160,000 paraphylactics ready.
Ansels.
Yes, the Ansels. I don't know if the Ansel is the brand that they're using.
Could be anything, flavoured,
protection.
Minted.
Protection. They have got it all happening. 160,000 they've made.
This always staggers me, Nick, because you think the Olympics is all about performing on the track.
Focused.
Or in the pool. But they have all these protectiveness. Can you say the word?
Measures? Yeah.
Condom.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that helps. Yes.
That helps a lot.
Dingers. Frangers.
Probably not that far. Nicholas. Oh, here we go. We're going to have codes again.
I've let hoppers out of the box. Here we go.
They've got so many, and it's always the talk about, because all the nations get together and they have their Olympic village where they all party, and the swimmers are meant to be the mad ones because they're in the first week. Athletes, the athletics is in the second week, but the swimmers, you know, they all go nuts in the village. And I reckon it was something like a million in Sydney. It was a million and a half in Sydney condoms were used.
Well, do you know what's interesting about this, though? The Japanese officials, they said, we've got 160,000 of these things and they're available for all the athletes and competitors, but please refrain from using them. We're in a pandemic, so they don't want visits. So the social distancing is still a priority.
To be made.
No, I think they just want to look.
Is that what they're
Which one are they getting at, Boxy?
I think they want... No. They want
babies.
To look like they're
Olympic
doing the
babies.
Right thing, and that is by making them accessible. But they're saying, please refrain from doing that activity because we are social distancing and we are living through a pandemic.
Then why do them in the first place?
Because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
To and look like you're doing the right thing.
I reckon they'll be ordering more.
There's 15,000 athletes, I saw. 15,000 athletes, 160,000 of these.
That's not enough.
That's 10 each.
Yeah, but they're there for 2 weeks, mate.
But also, is this
a packet of 10 got me from 18 to 25.
Yeah, mate, what are you talking about? 33.
Fifi, Feb, and Nick.
Fifi, Feb, and Nick are the clear choice for your drive to work.
And the clear choice when comparing builders is Fairhaven Homes.
Fair and transparent service, clear from the start.
Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au.
101.9.
This is the fun.